actually brought another goaltender in Budaj just to be sure. And now we feel we're just better. In a year's time, we have players that are going to push for the number one spot. We expect Pav to be better. If he can put up better numbers, our depth right through with our goaltending is good.
You met with Vermeistoff at the Worlds last year. What about the prospect of him maybe coming back into the fold at the NHL level?
I met with him knowing that he wasn't coming back next year. I didn't fully understand where his contract is going forward or how that's going to sort out. I met with him because the big reason, I remember him clearly as an 18-year-old and thinking, wow. Part of my meeting with Alex was recon for what I was going to go into with my first full way to the Jets. Ask the questions, what happened? Well, why are you playing over here as it relates to me going into the Jets that year? What was the dynamic that got you to here? And then, of course, do you have interest? Would you come back to the National Hockey League? He said he loved Winnipeg. That was the things that I took for him. I said, was there a problem with Winnipeg? What he said, I love playing in Winnipeg. The fans were great. So I'm hopeful. I got lots of time for this young man as a player. You know, there are other things that would have to get sorted out contract-wise, where he wants to play, the commitment to the team, coming to our team. But I had a really good meeting with him, and I got lots of time for him as a player.
You like that versatility too, right? He plays center and play the wing.
Well, just go back a year's time again. We didn't have a lot of guys. Like when Mark Scheifele went down 2 years ago, we didn't have any center icemen. Matty Perreault that can go into that hole now. Lowry can play the wing or the middle. If a guy like Bermie was added, there's another guy that can do that. I'm a big fan of having 9 center icemen with 6 of them playing the wing because those guys are so hard to fill. Michael Reese, how are you?
Did you do any scouting when you were in Dublin?
Did not do a lot of groundwork on that. No, it's unusual, right?
Like
a Columbus kid.
A kid that played in Youngstown, Cleveland.
But what did happen was when we drafted him yesterday, I got a bunch of texts from hockey coaches that I had met in the area that I'd gotten to know a little bit to talk about the kid. And then, you get up to the suite, you start talking, and you find out that it's interesting when you know the names of the streets and the rinks that they play at and people that they play for.
You talk Cass? You see,
Cass must I didn't. Yeah, I got absolutely nothing to the draft, and rightfully so. Because they'd all be 6'8 and couldn't skate if I had anything to do with it.
Will you do any sales pitching with the free agency looming, or just leave that?
Only if needed. You know, I've learned over the years you got to be careful with that. Because when you're making a sell, you got to be honest. And I can't tell a guy, you got to come here and you're playing with Mark Scheifele or you're playing with Little and Ladd and away you go. And 3 weeks in, that's not the best thing for the team. And now you're moving a guy around. So if the player, I do talk to players, especially when we get into maybe further down. How do I fit? How do you see that role being utilized? But you want the guy. I want the guy coming to Winnipeg, not because he heard the coach is a good guy, but he likes the way we play. He likes the players on our team, and he likes Winnipeg. Those are the important things. Coaches come and go, right? We want them to love playing there.
What do you think the Stanley Cup final?
Haven't watched it yet. I'll go back and watch every game. Almost every game of the playoffs. I'll cut video for preparation for the next year. I have a very difficult time watching a party go on that I didn't get invited to.